We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It is Straight Up without Sturge. Jeff Pantridge filling in along with Diesel until 6:30 this evening. Sturge will be back coming up on Tuesday. I can't wait for him to return.
Yeah, he may be down and out, but he can still drink with the best of them.
Oh yeah, yeah.
We found that out last night.
We had a couple of quality adult beverages last night with Sturge. And man, that dude. It's funny. A lot of radio personalities. Well, number one, like a lot of radio personalities or television personalities, they kind of buy into their own hype. Kind of thing, and they're just d bags, and Sturge certainly isn't, but Sturge is not like that. Sturge is very very cool guy, very humble guy, and just one of the nicest people. I met a lot of great people in radio. Been working in radio off and on for since 2003, and Sturge is one of the coolest, nicest, most genuine people I've ever met. Like I said last hour, dude invited me into his home. And I'm crashing at his house while I'm doing the show. He took us out to dinner last night. I went out for some drinks, and so he's not just one of the nicest radio guys out there. Another thing I like about him, and I'm not this way. I'm a radio guy, and for when the light is on for 3 hours, I'm going, man. You have to be in this business. But when the light's off, like when I get home, man, I kind of just want to chill. And I kind of just want to be quiet. Sometimes if you talk for a living, you just want to shut the hell up when you're not working. Sturge is not that way. Let me just say, Sturge, Sturge is on 10. The light is always on with Sturge. He's going constantly, and I love it. Dude's got so much energy. It's absolutely crazy.
It's true. I used to work at a strip club. Flat out say it. I worked at one of the establishments here in Greenville.
Were you a dancer?
No.
Oh, okay.
I wish. Yeah. I never had the coordination for it.
Yeah.
I had the body, but not the coordination.
Yeah.
Once you get used to working in that sort of bar environment, mm-hmm. you never want to go back. That's not where you want to be.
No, definitely
not. You don't want to go out to drink, go to bars in your own time.
Yeah.
But everybody, that's all they want to do because they've been stuck, stamping steel parts at GE factory or whatever. So they want to go out and cut loose.
Mm-hmm. It's weird because most bartenders that I know hate going to bars. they can't stand it because if you work at a bar, you're dealing with drunk people all day. So the last, you feel like you're at work if you're going to the bar. But I don't know, in my limited strip club experience, and I'm not a big strip club guy.
That's fine.
It's not my thing.
You're not missing much.
Yeah. But in my limited experience, I noticed that a lot of strippers hang out at other strip clubs. Maybe that's just my limited experience. Like I wouldn't, if I were a stripper, the last place I would want to go and not get paid is to another strip club and just like hang out. But I noticed that a lot. Is that something that happens in the industry a lot?
I guess it does. Maybe you're campaigning for customers.
Yeah, I don't know.
Say, hey, I'm just here hanging out.
Yeah.
But you should come see me tomorrow because I'll be at work.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Maybe that's it. I don't know.
Yeah.
If there's any strippers in the listening audience, please call in and tell us.
I just come to the studio. Why not? I did radio in Tampa. And if you don't know, Tampa is like the strip club capital of the world. It's one of them. Tampa is known. Tampa's not really known for anything else but strip clubs. It's kind of their thing, and it is what it is. I'd rather be known for something better than strip clubs, but Tampa's known for strip clubs. And I did doing radio down there. I would MC some amateur nights once in a while, and that was so much fun because my entire goal as an MC for amateur night at the strip club was to try to get them to laugh while they're on the pole. try to make them look like unsexy. My goal was to try to get them to fall off the pole. They're laughing so hard. Yeah, I never got one to fall off, but I definitely got plenty to laugh while on the pole, and it's always fun.
My favorite was always playing Lonely Island. For the dancers while they were on stage.
That
messes them up.
Oh, yeah.
That messes them up big time.
Yeah, I could definitely see that. Okay, it is just after 5 o'clock. It is the 5 o'clock segment, and I've been waiting for this all afternoon because it is Diesel's segment. It is Diesel's baby. It is called Let's Get Personal, and the segment's going to be great, but I'm more excited about the open. We finally get to hear the open.
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's get personal.
Yes.
Let's get into personal. Let me hear the rumors fly.
Yes.
You love it, don't you?
Oh, absolutely.
You love it.
It was good. I don't know. I feel like I was expecting it to be so horrible it would be good kind of thing, but I don't know. I thought it was good.
I couldn't get as high as the Olivia Newton-John version.
Oh, no.
I tried.
Yeah, I know.
Lots
could.
Of outtakes on that one. But, you know, the thing is, there is more to sports than just sports.
This is true.
Trademark. I'm trademarking that saying there.
That sounds pretty good. I like
that. So you and I, we have a love for what goes on outside of just being on the field, outside of just the locker room.
Yeah.
So that's what this segment is all about. And every week I'm going to bring you three stories that go down that path. So number one, and they could be absurd, they could be sad, they could be funny, it could be a lot of different things.
Yep.
Number one, Charles Barkley reveals that he has a man crush on Tom Brady. Another guy with a man crush on Tom Brady. He was on Jimmy Kimmel Live on Tuesday, and the topic of his friendship with Bill Belichick came up. The two apparently have been friends for years, such good friends that Charles was invited to Patriots practice during Super Bowl week. That's when it happened. He locked eyes with Tom Brady. He said, "Damn, you're a pretty man." He got so embarrassed that he had to turn his head and not look him directly in the eye to conversate with him anymore.
Wow. All right, first off, I think... Does anybody else think it's weird that Charles Barkley and Bill Belichick are good friends?
A little bit.
That's a little bit. I just don't see Charles Barkley and Bill Belichick going to the strip club together. I don't know. They seem like definitely an odd couple because Belichick, which you get at press conferences, you get boring.
Yeah.
But we're just moving on to Cincinnati. Yeah, we're just taking one play at a time. He's the most boring man on earth. And Charles Barkley is the most entertaining man on earth.
Right.
He's got so much. He's got too much personality. Where Belichick has none. That being said, I've never seen it personally, but I've heard from people that work in Boston, people that know Bill Belichick, people in the industry, that Bill Belichick's actually a cool guy.
Right.
Like, he's actually really funny. He just does this crap, you know, just it's kind of his thing.
Right.
And now he's kind of, it's almost a character. It's not even a real guy. He's like playing a villain that doesn't give you any information. But like, if you get Bill Belichick behind the scenes, he's hilarious.
How much do you love? We're seeing a trend now, especially when you're talking about mega casts. We saw it a couple of years ago at the NCAA National Championship game where they had like 9 different telecasts. And, you'd see random people in there talking about the game that have no business talking about college football, but they're there. And I think Charles Barkley was even at one of them. Do you like that? Or do you ever tune into those at all?
I like it, but I don't tune in because when I'm watching a championship event, especially being a sports radio host, like I need to focus on the game.
Mm-hmm.
So I just watch the regular game. It's a great idea. I think it's a phenomenal idea. I love the megacast because I want to see other people talking about sports and not just athletes. I think it's really cool that Charles Barkley, I'd love to watch him talk about football. That being said, I'd love to see comedians talking about the game or actors, musicians, whoever. I just want to see interesting people talking. So I'm totally on board with that.
I want to see this can never happen, obviously, but I want to see a Fran Drescher, Gilbert Gottfried, and Bobcat Goldthwait.
Wow.
Trio.
It can happen. They're
calling,
not dead.
Isn't Bobcat?
Is Bobcat,
dead?
Is he no
I'm
longer with us?
I'm not certain.
Yeah, give us a call. 844-GSP-ESPN. Is
or before
Bobcat
he passed
Goldthwait
away,
still alive?
Sam Kennison. He would have been phenomenal at it.
I can't even do it. That'd be phenomenal. Yeah, I could watch them talking football.
Story number two,
yes.
Chris Bosh is officially done with basketball and says he wants to pursue an acting career.
Oh.
The 11-time All-Star Chris Bosh says he's done playing and he's going to focus on his next phase of life, Hollywood. Quote, "It was just time, man. Time to do other things, maybe be in some movies or something." When asked if he was taking acting classes, he said, "Yeah, man, acting, music, the whole nine, bro." Yeah. He's actually got quite a few IMDb credits, if you didn't know. He was on Parks and Rec. He was on a TV show called Wrecked, The Odd Couple, and Entourage. So he's been out there.
Okay. Well, everybody was on Entourage.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, every athlete did a cameo, and Tom Brady did a cameo in Entourage.
Love that show.
Yeah.
That's what made it great was all the cameos. The show is vapid and stupid.
Yeah, exactly.
But it had great cameos.
Yeah, and Entourage was one of my favorite shows ever. I watched every episode. You remember Matt Damon? When
yes.
That was
I'm calling
brilliant.
You again and again and again.
Yeah, that was
I
brilliant.
Have an Oscar.
Yeah, and when and then at the end of the episode, like, they just showed outtakes of him. It was just phenomenal. Yeah, Matt Damon on Entourage, if you haven't seen it, was great. But so Chris Bosch is going to be joining, becoming an actor. I think he could play, you know what I could see him in? Jurassic Park, because he kind of looks like a dinosaur.
Yeah, like, yes, all of the brontosauruses played by Chris Bosch.
I couldn't you see Bosch playing a brontosaurus? Like, I could see that on his IMDb wall. Like, yeah, like, played himself in Entourage, played this character in so-and-so, and he played a brontosaurus in Jurassic Park 6.
Which athlete do you think has had the best movie career?
Is The Rock an athlete, wrestler?
He's an athlete.
If The Rock
he was a football player.
Yeah, he played for University of Miami. So yeah. if you got to go with The Rock because—
Is The Rock better than O.J. Simpson as an actor?
Oh, yeah. Well, The Rock is the highest paid actor in the world.
True.
Like, so, yeah, I would say, yeah, The Rock. I mean, he never got to the pros in the NFL. But if you're just going with an athlete, and he wasn't really known. I don't think anybody knew outside of Miami who Dwayne Johnson was when he played for the Hurricanes, because he certainly wasn't a star there by any stretch. But The Rock, if you consider him an athlete, he's the gold standard.
OJ was so bad that made him good.
Yeah.
You know, you can't, like, it's almost... Being bad is what makes you good in the Naked Gun films.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it was great. Yeah. I get what you're saying. I'm trying to think of other athletes that have become actors, like good. Like Shaq was terrible.
Right.
Like, yeah, Kazam. I guarantee you there's a couple that we haven't thought of that are decent.
Reagan was an athlete before he became an actor, before he became a politician.
I didn't know Reagan was an athlete, really.
Yeah, didn't he play ball at like Stanford or USC?
Maybe.
I'm fairly certain he did.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'm sure there are plenty of other athletes that we're not thinking of that have become actors.
Tweet us at ESPN Upstate if you can think of athletes who became big-time actors.
Who are some athletes now that you think could be a good actor? Like, well, LeBron. How about this?
LeBron was on Entourage.
He was on Entourage, and he was in Trainwreck.
But is it really acting if you're appearing as yourself?
No, it's not.
No.
But he appeared as himself in Trainwreck. Did you see Trainwreck?
I did not.
With Amy Schumer? A funny movie. And LeBron had a pretty big role in Trainwreck. He was playing himself, but it was a comedy, and he was phenomenal. He was great. LeBron James could do anything, as far as I'm concerned. I'm a big-time mark for LeBron James. He's he might be my favorite current athlete, not just for what he does on the court, but for what he's done off the court as a businessman. And he's socially conscious, which I really appreciate. I love me some LeBron James. I think that guy could do anything.
I loved him in the early ESPN commercials. I think that was the one where he stole someone's chair, or someone stole his chair.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah,
yeah, those were great.
Yeah, or when he couldn't fix the copier and Stuart and Stuart Scott's like a chosen one, huh? Yeah, that was phenomenal. Yeah, love LBJ.
Story number three on Let's Get Personal: Floyd Money Mayweather doesn't care about the blackface boycott. He spent a ton of money at Gucci over the weekend. Now, this story stems from a sweater that Gucci has released. It's a $900 sweater, and you and I both looked at it. It's hideous. It's essentially an extended neck, black turtleneck that comes up almost to the eyes, and there's a cutout around the mouth, kind of a combination of a ski mask and a sweater.
Okay.
But there are what appear to be two very large red lips that go around the mouth hole of this sweater. And, of course, you could see how it could be construed as a joke on blackface.
Sure. And it's something as a white guy, I don't really feel comfortable commenting on it. And like opining on it, because I'm not in their shoes.
Sure.
I'm looking at the sweater. I'm sure that wasn't their intent. That'd be pretty stupid of Gucci if it was their intent. You see what's happening up there in Virginia right now. But I'm looking at the sweater right now, and it's pretty dumb looking, and I don't know. I don't know why nobody would wear that on the streets, especially now. I mean, nobody's gonna wear it now. But it's a ridiculous story.
Well, stars like T.I. and Spike Lee are spearheading a big boycott against Gucci, and Floyd and his TMT crew rolled into the Beverly Hills Gucci store and spent a quote small fortune. Now, they said he went shopping at another store right after that and dropped something like $250,000 at the next store.
Yeah.
So if you could assume he spent about the same amount at the Gucci store before that,
sure.
You know, he's dropping $200,000-$300,000. He said, quote, "I am not a follower. I say, guess what? I'm going to get on a yacht and live life. We all know racism still exists, but that's not going to stop my drive. Half the people on social media saying, don't wear this, don't wear that. I've never seen them supporting the money train." And that's a little bit refreshing to have a guy say, you know what? I don't care. I'm going to do what I want to do.
Yeah.
I don't care what other people, you know, who are like me think I should do. I'm going to go do what I want to do.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I got
and
no
I love it.
Yeah, I got no problem with it. I mean, I got a problem with spending $250,000 on clothes, man. God, it must be nice, huh? Wow.
When you're making his kind of money, it's like $200,000. Is that really anything?
No, it's like
probably $20.
Pocket change, man. Yeah, he's got it in like in between his couch cushions, man. He's like, dude makes $100 million a year. He fights one tomato can a year, and he makes like $150 million.
See, even you admit that he fights tomato cans.
Now,
yesterday, you tried to say that he had one of the greatest streaks ever.
Well, he does, but now, like the guys he's fighting now. I mean, he fought Conor McGregor. He's not even a boxer. A couple years ago,
exactly.
But 10 years ago, he was fighting big name guys, fighting Oscar De La Hoya, fighting Sugar Shane Mosley, fighting Pacquiao. He fought everybody in his era. That's all you can ask of the guy. He didn't dodge anyone. That's all you can ask. In boxing, there are certain eras that don't have as much talent as other eras, and especially in certain weight classes as well. And it would have been great to see Floyd fight in the 80s because that was the true age of the middleweight and the lightweight, and because you had guys like Sugar Ray. Wouldn't you love to have seen Floyd versus Sugar Ray?
That'd have been excellent.
Or Hagler or Hearns or Duran, you know, they could have fought at a catch weight. That would have been amazing. But unfortunately, Floyd was born when he was, and he had to fight the guys that were in his era. And he beat everybody who was thrown in front of him. I can't hate on him for that. So that was a Let's Get Personal. And I really liked that segment. The segment was okay, but the song, the intro was much, much better. Coming up later on in the show, I still want to get to the Joe Flacco thing. Should we do? Maybe we can. You know what? We can probably. Let's see. What do we got lined up here? We can do Flacco next. How about that? We'll talk about Joe Flacco coming up on the other side. Did the Broncos get this trade right? Will Joe Flacco be starting for the Broncos? And will anybody care? We'll talk about that next. Loving the Motley Crue. Absolutely loving the Crue. I was a big Crue guy when I was in like middle school. We're talking about death metal last hour on the show. We podcast all the shows, right? If you want to hear us talking about Cannibal Corpse and having a good old-fashioned death metal conversation on the radio, you can log on to ESPNUpstate.com. My name is Jeff Bantridge. I am filling in for Sturge. This is Sturge on Sports, and Sturge is going to be back on Tuesday. And last segment, we were talking about athletes that have stepped into the acting realm. And we were trying to think of like athletes that have had successful acting careers. And of course, doing a sports radio show, you always get people calling in and that don't go on the air and say, oh, what about this guy? What about that guy? I'm sure we got a couple on the phone.
We did. We've got a lot of Twitter response as well. James Cliver gets at it and says Burt Reynolds.
Oh, Burt Reynolds. Come on.
He's how do we forget Burt Reynolds?
I love Burt Reynolds, man. I still miss that guy.
Sometimes when you're in the middle of a conversation, it's hard to just pull these guys out of the ether.
Better mustache, Burt Reynolds or Tom Selleck?
Ooh.
Yeah. If they
Ooh.
Were, yeah,
that's a tough one. I got to give it to Tom Selleck.
Yeah, I think I did one year on a sports show. I did Mustache Madness, and like we did a tournament of like the greatest mustaches of all time. And I think Selleck beat Burt Reynolds in the final, if I remember correctly. Those are probably the two greatest mustaches to ever mustache.
That's true. And I'm a huge fan of the movie Mr. Baseball. I love that film so much.
I've never seen Mr. Bean.
Never seen?
Is that the one where he goes to Japan?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a major leaguer.
That's right. I've only seen it once, and like when I was a kid, it didn't really resonate with me. Maybe I should check it out again.
He learns to not be such a jerk, and he fixes the hole in his swing.
Look at that. Wow. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know who I like more between. I don't know which mustache I like more because they're both legendary mustaches. Yeah. I don't know which man I like more because they're both legendary
men.
Great. You can't go wrong with Burt Reynolds or Magnum P.I. I mean, come on. It's Tom Selleck.
Yeah. And he did Quigley Down Under, so he's got that kind of rugged, masculine role.
Yeah.
So, you know, all Burt Reynolds did.
But I guess this is the ultimate decider for me as to if I had to pick a who's cooler between Tom Selleck and Burt Reynolds, who would I rather have a beer with? And I think I'd rather have a beer with Burt Reynolds.
100%.
Yeah, so...
100%.
Well, because he's dead, and it would be weird if he would have had a beard with me. number two, I think he'd be a more fun conversation. I think Burt Reynolds would probably have cooler stories than Tom Selleck. I'm sure Selleck's got a lot of good ones, but I'll roll with my man, Burt Reynolds. Rest in peace.
Have you never considered, though, that Burt Reynolds and the whole character of the Bandit is essentially just a ripoff of Richard Petty? It's 100% Richard Petty ripoff.
Did he have an entire turkey on his hat?
He had the stash. Like, yeah, he had the big plume on his hat. Yeah,
that's true. I didn't think about that. Was Smoke? Did Smokey chase Richard Petty around the track? I'm not a big racing guy.
He should have.
Yeah, no, it would have been great. You know what? Speaking well, Burt Reynolds. He also did a racing movie. Do you remember Stroker Ace?
No.
Stroker Ace is a phenomenal movie. An underrated Burt Reynolds flick. It's not quite as popular as Smokey and the Bandit, but he played a NASCAR driver in Stroker Ace. Okay.
I'm spinning this around. You're looking at Richard Petty.
Yeah, looking at Richard Petty. He's got, of course, the signature turkey hat. I think that hat is phenomenal. Yeah.
You got Burt.
Oh, wait a
Richard.
Minute.
Richard.
Burt.
Burt.
Yeah, of course.
Burt's got the better mustache.
He's definitely
100%.
Got a better mustache. Petty only has like half a stash. It's not that strong, but Petty has a better hat because he has an entire turkey on his hat.
In Petty's younger days, had the stash too.
Good stash, yeah. The king, Richard Petty. You can't go wrong with Richard Petty, but come on, he's no Burt Reynolds. And he's not. I'm sorry. I know.
Whoa, there's fighting words around here.
I know they are. I know people love their racing around here, but Burt Reynolds, he wasn't just a cooler guy than Richard Petty. He's a better race car driver. I'll say it. Stroker Ace,
all
man.
Right. I'm putting this up on the poll.
Yeah, Stroker. I'll take Stroker Ace over Richard Petty at a race right now.
Putting this up
right
on the poll. Who wore it better, Richard Petty or Burt Reynolds?
Yeah. Oh, gotta go with my man. You're going Petty?
All the way.
Okay. I got
200 wins.
Yeah.
Come on.
No, it's Burt Reynolds. He won every day in life. Nobody beats. If Richard Petty went against Burt Reynolds in anything, he'd lose. If anybody goes against Burt Reynolds in anything, they'd lose. Magnum P.I. just lost. Tom Selleck lost right. Mustaches.
What's cooler, the Plymouth Roadrunner with the big wing on the back?
Yeah.
Or the Firebird, the Bandit car?
Bandit. Yeah.
What?
Yeah, man. Come on.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I'm a Burt Reynolds, Mark. Richard Petty's
both
fine.
Of these.
Yeah. I guarantee you Burt Reynolds is going to win the poll. I bet Burt Reynolds.
I think you're wrong, but.
Yeah. No, Burt Reynolds will win the poll by 65%. I'm saying it. Burt Reynolds will get 65. Richard Petty will get 35. You got to see Stroker Ace, by the way. Phenomenal, underrated Burt Reynolds movie.
Find a way.
So you're a racing guy?
I like it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was a big racing guy in the 80s when I was a kid and in the 90s.
Sure, yeah.
I think NASCAR today feels a little frou-frou and weak.
Yeah, it's not the same.
You know?
It's
I want to see these guys get out of their car and have fist fights.
Yeah.
That's excellent. Yes. That's the drama. We talked about this yesterday, mm-hmm. why baseball is falling off because it doesn't have any drama.
Yeah.
But NASCAR, these guys, they want to have drama.
Oh, yeah.
They want to, you know, pull each other over. Mm-hmm. It was one of my favorite things is, I don't remember which race car driver it was. He had a guy coming down pit road who just spun him out, so he throws his helmet into a moving car and hits the other driver with his helmet.
Was it Tony Stewart?
Excellent.
Was it Tony Stewart?
I don't know.
He always did stuff like that. Stroker Ace, well, he dressed up like a chicken, so he probably wouldn't have done it. But Stroker Ace, probably one of the greatest movies of all time, one of the best sports movies of all time, and probably, I would say, the best race or the best NASCAR driver of all time. Love me some Stroker Ace. Another person chimed in on the text line. You can text us at what is it, 71307, keyword ESPN, followed by your message. And the guy who plays Apollo Creed in the Rocky movies was a linebacker at Penn State. I did not know that. Of course, Carl Weathers. Love me some Carl Weathers. Great in Happy Gilmore, too. But phenomenal. And Rocky 1, Rocky 2, Rocky 3, and Rocky 4. And spoiler alert, he did not make it through Rocky 4. There are some other actors or some other athletes that have become actors. The Rock is definitely like the most successful. Like, it's not even close. I just pulled up a list. Jim Brown has had many acting roles. He was great in Any Given Sunday. He played one in like the defensive coordinator, I think, on the team, or the offensive coordinator. I forget what it was exactly. LeBron James, he was in, of course, he was in Trainwreck. Michael Jordan was in Space Jam. Caitlyn Jenner. Caitlyn Jenner's not an actor. She's not like Caitlyn Jenner's not an actress. Kardashians, that's a reality show. Did Bruce Jenner or Caitlyn Jenner, whichever you prefer, did they ever have any acting roles? I don't remember them being an actor. Dennis Rodman, yeah, he was in a bad Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Kim Kardashian was an actress once.
She was? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
In that video? Yeah, exactly. Dennis Rodman was in a terrible Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. Ronda Rousey, I know she did like one of the Expendables movies. Mike Tyson, he was in a Hangover. Mike Tyson was great in the Hangover. But Rick Fox has had a couple of roles. Rick Fox was in one of my favorite movies, He Got Game, Spike Lee joint. I always liked that one. But none of these athletes were like good actors, or like they really didn't have an acting career. They just kind of played bit roles or played themselves. Like The Rock, man, he's done everything.
Yeah. Well, it's hard to be both.
Yeah.
On a big scale. And I'm trying to think of anybody who's really been, I don't know, maybe I wouldn't consider the Naked Gun series a big role, but they were popular films.
Sure, yeah.
So I can't really think of anybody who was known specifically for both. I mean, OJ was one of the biggest athletes in the world. And then he transitioned into some relatively large films.
Yes, but OJ was known also for his commercials as well. Like, he was the Hertz guy. Like, he was.
Go, OJ, go.
Yeah, like, so OJ is the best example of that, I would say. Like,
right.
Because of the movie roles and because of the, like, OJ, because of the Hertz commercials, OJ was, like, say what you will about the guy now, but yeah, OJ was Michael Jordan before Michael Jordan. When you think about an athlete that went beyond sports, that was mainstream. Everybody knew who OJ Simpson was because of those commercials, and then later because of the movies. He was a marketing genius back in the day. Let me ask you this, Diesel. I've teased the Joe Flacco conversation now for, like, I don't know, 4 segments. Should we, like, finally pay off the tease, or should we just keep the tease going?
Well, we got to hang on for one more segment.
One more segment?
Yeah. Yeah. So we have to get out to break.
Okay, there we go. All right. I should have just taped that tease from 4:20 today when I say, hey, coming up next, we're going to talk about Joe Flacco, so I wouldn't have to say it again. But coming up next, we're going to talk about Joe Flacco, or are we? Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at ESPN Upstate. That's where we got some Twitter polls rocking right now, where we ask you who had a cooler car, Richard Petty's Plymouth Roadrunner or Burt Reynolds' Bandit car right now.
That's a tough poll. I mean, I'd love to have either one.
Yeah, I'd be okay with either one as well. But Bandit car is running away with 80% of the vote.
That's true.
Yeah. See, I'm telling you, he's cooler than Burt Reynolds is cooler than Richard Petty. And
false.
False. He is. Nobody's cooler than Burt Reynolds.
Bunch of Kool-Aid drinkers out there.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll drink the Burt Reynolds Kool-Aid all day. Stash and turkey hat combo. Who wore it better? Burt Reynolds and the Bandit or Richard Petty, the King? Right now, Burt Reynolds winning with 60% of the vote. You can't beat him. He's the GOAT. People talking about Tom Brady being the GOAT. Burt Reynolds would have won 7 Super Bowls if he played professional football. I think he's amazing. I love that guy. This guy has won 1 Super Bowl, and his name's Joe Flacco. And it's pretty much the only thing he's ever done. Like, Joe Flacco has been very ordinary.
He was great at Delaware, though.
Oh, the best blue hen ever. The Delaware Blue Hens, I think that's what they were called, if I remember correctly. Phenomenal at Delaware. And he's really done nothing in the NFL for 11 years, except he had one magical run in the winter of 2012 and the 2012 season, and he went with threw like 10 touchdowns, zero picks, took the Ravens from like the five seed all the way to the Super Bowl, and was immaculate in that entire run. And of course, remember Joe Flacco got that huge contract after that, and he really hasn't done anything since. And he got traded to the Denver Broncos today. And this is one of those things where I said it last hour. I saw the headline. I got the alert on my phone, and I kind of like went, "Oh wow, okay, yeah." It's like, while Joe Flacco is not a he's not a great quarterback. He certainly won't go to the Hall of Fame. He's been a very average quarterback at best, and he had one great run. I still think it's an interesting move by the Broncos. It still caught it piqued my interest, and it's definitely worth talking about. It's been trending on Twitter all day. It's kind of a big deal, and we'll see what happens if Joe Flacco actually ends up being the starter in Denver. They're already looking to shop Case Keenum. That didn't work out. John Elway, man, John Elway was my guy growing up. John Elway was my favorite football player growing up. I loved watching the Broncos. I grew up a Bucs fan because I'm from the Tampa Bay area. I'm a Tampa Bay Buccaneers fan, and they've been terrible for most of their existence. So I grew up a Bucs fan, and I watched the Bucs, you know, get their heads kicked in the 1 o'clock game. And I needed some joy in my life when I was a kid, so I'd watch the Broncos play at four, and I'd watch John Elway, and he'd be amazing. And I loved Elway. He was, you know, a dual threat quarterback, and all the comebacks he had, he was my favorite player. He's probably still my favorite player of all time. As a personnel guy, though, as team president of the Broncos, John Elway has had a mixed bag. I was listening to my guy, Mark Ryan, earlier this afternoon. Mark had a really good conversation about this, and Mark was kind of, you know, bashing John Elway, and rightfully so, because he was pointing out a lot of things that John Elway has done poorly when it comes to being a team president with the Broncos. But he also orchestrated that team, for the most part, that won the Super Bowl a few years ago over the Panthers, because John Elway, he didn't do it through the draft like the traditional way, but he landed some big-time free agents. Remember, he brought in DeMarcus Ware. He brought in Aqib Talib, I believe, for that Super Bowl. T.J. Ward. Like, he brought in some players that made an impact on defense to help that team beat the Panthers. And he also brought in Peyton Manning. John Elway was the reason that Peyton Manning went to the Denver Broncos, because you remember there were several teams in the Peyton Manning sweepstakes. Peyton Manning at the time was the biggest free agent of all time. It was a big deal. Even though he's coming off of the four neck surgeries, he could have chosen between Miami was in the race, San Francisco was in the race, Arizona was in the race, I remember. But he chose Denver because of John Elway. John Elway recruited him very similarly to how Magic Johnson recruited LeBron James. So you got to give Elway credit for that, for orchestrating that Super Bowl team and getting all those guys to come on board with the Broncos. Conversely, though, on the other side, he did draft Brock Osweiler. That didn't work out. Worse, he drafted Paxton Lynch. I mean, that dude's not even playing football anymore, and he was a first-round pick. He's like 6'10". I think he's taller than Chris Bosh. And he was just a terrible quarterback. Drafted him, brings in Case Keenum. That didn't really work out last year. So he's been kind of swinging and missing over the last several years. And so we'll see what happens with Flacco. It looks like it's going to be a mid-round pick. We don't know what the pick is because the trade isn't official until the league year starts on March 13th. So it's not official for another month. But it's basically it's going to happen. So it'll probably be, I'm assuming it's going to be a fourth round pick for Flacco, because the Broncos right now have two fourth rounders. So it would make sense that they would trade one of them. I don't think it's the best move. And this is why, because you have to pick up Flacco's salary for this year. The rest of the salary is not guaranteed. He still has 3 years left on his contract, but you have to pick up a salary this year, which is around $18-19 million. And it's not worth it, because this is what's going to happen. I guarantee you, Diesel, this is what's going to happen, because this seems to be happening in the NFL a lot, which I just don't understand. They're going to bring on Flacco, and I guarantee you, watch it happen, the Denver Broncos are going to draft a quarterback in the first round. So they'll start with Flacco as kind of like, you know, the guy, the bridge quarterback to get him to the next quarterback. Flacco will suck. And they'll bring in the rookie in four games, and they'll end up spending $15, $18 million on Joe Flacco when they could have spent it somewhere else. Look at the Bears did it a couple years ago with Mike Glennon. He was terrible. And then they just bring in Mitch Trubisky in like week four or five. The Arizona Cardinals did it last year, bringing in Sam Bradford. Dude's got two wooden knees. And they bring him in, and he, I think he only played one game, and then they go to they go to Josh Rosen. The Texans did it. We had a caller mention this yesterday. They bring in Tom Savage, and then Deshaun Watson literally starts in the second half of the first game. Cleveland last year. They bring in Tyrod Taylor. Baker Mayfield's in by like week four or five. So I guarantee you this is what's going to happen. They're going to draft a rookie. He's going to start, and they're just going to waste the money.
I know what the hope is. The hope is that they'll be able to catch lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
And maybe the change of scenery, Flacco, will surprise people and be better than they thought. But we all know that's probably not going to happen.
Probably not, no.
So you're right. They're going to drop a lot of money, trade away a pick for a guy that they're only going to play in four games.
Yep. Yeah, and it just doesn't make sense. And teams keep doing this. This is what happens, though. A lot of times, what's the old saying? If you can't beat them, join them. And in this case, maybe Elway's thinking, if I can't beat him, have him join me. Because a lot of times, you see this a lot in sports, where players will do very well against a certain team, and then that team will end up trading for them or picking them up in free agency because they saw it right in front of their face. Remember, Flacco lit the Broncos up in that magical playoff run that he had in the 2012 season, where they came back and he threw the miracle in Mile High to Jacoby Jones and shocked the world because that Broncos team was loaded and they should have won the Super Bowl that year. So John Elway saw this guy that beat him. He's like, he saw the best of Joe Flacco, so he thinks that's what he can get. Not going to happen. That was 5 years ago. It's not going to happen. Flacco is going to be 34 years old, and he's an average quarterback, and he's only going to be an average starting quarterback for four games, if that. I think the Broncos will probably draft a guy in the first round. If you want to react to that or anything else we've talked about today, you can hit us up on the phones, 844-GSP-ESPN. That's 844-477-3776, right? Yeah, not 37. All right, 3776. All right, coming up on the other side, I want to have a conversation. You won't believe, we always have some goofy Raider stories. The Oakland Raiders are always involved in some kind of goofy story. But you won't believe the latest news on the Oakland Raiders. That's on the other side. It is Straight Up Without Sturge. Jeff Pantridge filling in for Sturge. You can call me Jeff. You can call me Pants. That's my nickname. As long as you call me at 844-GSP-ESPN. That's 844-477-3776. We got Diesel here hanging out. We will be hanging out with you guys until 6:30. This evening. We're getting out a little early. We got some Clemson hoops. Clemson taking on Miami tonight in Miami. Big game for Clemson. They need to win. They should win. They're better than Miami. But Miami played pretty well against North Carolina on Saturday. Miami should have won that game. On Saturday. So it's one of those games could be a bit of a tough test for the Tigers. Last segment, I teased that the Raiders are considering doing something ridiculous again because they're the Raiders, and this is what they do. I was shocked when I read this today. I got this from CBS Sports. With less than 7 months to go until the NFL season kicks off, it's so sad, 7 months. Oh, God, it seems like forever. The Raiders still don't have a city to call home for 2019, but that could change if the team is willing to listen to a proposal that was sent out this week by two cities that want to co-host the Raiders this year. That's right, two cities. According to the Arizona Daily Star, the cities of Tucson and Birmingham, Alabama, want to team up and jointly host the Raiders for their seven-game home schedule this season. This is the most Raider thing I've ever heard in my life. Two cities hosting one team for 1 year, and two cities that certainly aren't big markets in Tucson, Arizona, and Birmingham, Alabama.
And the Raiders will do it because they'll make money.
Yeah. But what do you call them? Do you call them the Tucson / Birmingham Raiders? You can't call them the Oakland Raiders anymore. Can't call
them
the Vegas.
Just be the Raiders. They don't have to have a city.
I guess not. Yeah, why not? Yeah, because it would be weird. Like, are they going to have merch? Are they going to have, like, Birmingham merch or Tucson / Birmingham merch?
If they thought they could sell it, then yes, they will have merch.
Yeah, probably not. They probably will, knowing them. But, I mean, that's ridiculous. I don't know. Like, well, I'm thinking, I mean, why not? Maybe we could get involved locally here. What about maybe having the Raiders? Because the reason that Birmingham and Tucson are possibilities is because they have ready-made stadiums. You got the University of Arizona plays in Tucson. And, of course, you have the Birmingham Iron of one game in the AAF that plays in Birmingham. And the Iron Bowl used to be in Birmingham, if I remember correctly.
Well, they could use some of that money to repair the Iron Bowl. Last I saw or have heard, that stadium was a pit.
Yeah, well, look at the Oakland Coliseum.
that's true.
That's a pit. That's a pit too. But yeah, I could you imagine? It just doesn't feel right for a team to play in two different places. That would be odd. But screw Birmingham. Let's see if we can get it here. Why not have the Raiders play at Clemson? Why not?
Yeah, we've had it before. The Panthers played at Clemson for their first season.
Exactly. Yeah. So have the Raiders or split it up three ways. Why not just instead of two, let's do three.
Raiders just play a different home city every week.
I'd like that. Well, the Raiders, it's not a bad idea.
Why not? Because I'm sure that there are a handful of cities that are shopping around as possible NFL expansion cities. I'm sure they're always thinking about it. So why not? Why not send it to these cities and see which ones respond the best?
I think that's a really good idea. I really like that idea because the Raiders, say what you are, they're a clown show, but they're a brand. The Raiders are still a worldwide brand, and they're still popular, and Raiders fans, no matter where they live, they're Raiders fans until they die, and it could work. I could see the Raiders, a traveling carnival, where they just play in a new stadium every week. I'd be totally on board with that.
Yeah, I would love it. Well, I'd go see the Raiders if they came by close.
Sure, absolutely. Well, they could play, maybe one game. No games in Oakland because they're done there. But play a game in L.A. Because they played in L.A. for so long. They could play
a game in San Diego because I know San Diego's itching to have a team.
They're itching to have a team, and the Raiders were actually more popular than the Chargers when the Chargers were there. Seriously, I'm not even joking. When the Raiders would go down and play San Diego, it would be like 75% of silver and black in the stands. Like, the Raiders would totally sell out. Have them play a game in Mexico City because they're really popular down in Mexico. You could have them playing all over the place because the Raiders are one of the most popular teams in American sports. It's a really good idea. I like it, Diesel. If you want to weigh in on that or anything else, you can. Also, coming up next hour, I really can't wait to get into this. We are going to have our Fat Athlete Mount Rushmore. It's coming up on the other side.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.